Earlier this month, Republican National Committee co-chair Sharon Day spoke in Murray at the Purchase and Lakes Area Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. She rallied the party in advance of Kentucky's May 22nd GOP primary. Before Day arrived, I spoke with her by phone about her message for Commonwealth Republicans and about the rise in profile of smaller GOP primaries like Kentucky in light of a bruising presidential nominating contest. To begin with, thanks for speaking with us today.
Oh, it's my honor, Todd. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
You've been going around the U.S. speaking to county and regional Republican Party gatherings. What message are you bringing them, and how are you speaking specifically to Western Kentucky Republicans?
Well, I would speak to Western Kentucky Republicans the same way I would my friends in Seattle, and that is the country is going the wrong direction under this president's lack of leadership. And we have to change direction, and we think the Republican Party and our candidates have the right answers and the right solutions. So America's problems and America's concerns, whether it be in Kentucky or whether it be somewhere else around the country, they're pretty similar, to be honest.
Well, as you know, it's been a particularly contentious presidential primary season for the GOP. How are the county and area-level organizations responding to that?
Well, it's been, some people think, a kind of tough, it's been a rough and tumble primary. But in the end, we've seen record number turnout for our voters, so they're not being discouraged by what they're hearing. And we saw the same exact thing in 2008 with Obama mm-hmm. and Hillary and Biden and Edwards and those individuals. And remember, their primary went on pretty nasty until June, and it seemed to work out all right for them. So we think, it gives the opportunity for our voters across the country. It's a serious election to get to know the candidates, get to see the candidates. And in the end, like I said, the real test is that we are seeing, like I said, record turnouts just, in the South, if you look at it. Alabama just recently on Tuesday, on their Super Tuesday, they had a record turnout. They turned out more than 98% of voters voting on in their primary. And in Mississippi, it was a 99.3% increase in voter excitement. And then in Hawaii, they broke all kinds of records. They were expecting a turnout of about 6,000, and they blew through 10,000 voters. So we think the energy that's out there is encouraging and energizing our base to make sure that we're ready when we have a candidate.
Well, that leads to my next question. However contentious these primaries have been, it certainly has had the effect of drawing out the process. One thing I've noticed is that it's raised the profile of primaries in states like Kentucky, states that come later in the process, states that might not have gotten the attention otherwise. Is it possible that this could benefit the Republicans on a state level?
Oh, I think any time any state has a say in the primary process, it helps. And I think this time, the later states, in fact, were very, we're lucky to have more of, the opportunity to taunt their cities, look at their cities, look at their states, bring people in. So I think it's going to been a good process for those that went later in the cycle rather than those that went early in the cycle this time. In 2008, it was the reverse. It seemed that the earlier states had a bigger play in selecting the candidate. And I think this time, because of the enthusiasms of Republicans and independents to make sure that we send Barack Obama back home to Illinois, I think that passion has led the later states to have a great opportunity and to have, again, to put our candidate on the map, every single one of them.
Do you get the impression that there is a debate within the party between the fiscally conservative wing and the socially conservative wing? And do you think that's going to have any long-standing effect on the Republican Party?
No, when you look at poll after poll and you talk to, again, I travel around the country, as does the Chairman Priebus and all of us, and when we listen to individuals and we talk to individuals, it's about the same things. It's about the economy. It's about jobs. It's about a concern for their children having jobs. It's the gas prices. I was just in Rhode Island and was there for a couple of days, again, talking to grassroots individuals, talking to donors, and every single individual that I talked to had the same concern. Rhode Island is being regulated out of the fishing business, which is, that's their strong suit. Their children are leaving. They're going to college and not coming back because small businesses are being overregulated and they can't find a job in their own states. The taxes they're having to pay, and it just goes on and on. The jobs, the economy, you know, the woman's concerned about the price of gas, and can she take her son to soccer practice? Those are the things that you hear in Rhode Island, and I tell you, Todd, when I go to Kentucky, those are the same things that I'm going to hear in Kentucky, and I hear all across the country. People are concerned for the future of this country. They're concerned for the future of their children, and they know we cannot continue to grow as a country if we overregulate our small businesses and if we tax ourselves and don't cut back the spending. So those are the issues that really are uniting the Republican Party. They're uniting independents for our candidates and even Democrats. I think the country understands that Barack Obama has had a failed administration. He's taken the country the wrong direction, the wrong place. It's amazing. He just released his movie recently, his 17-minute documentary. And when he ran for office, he made and released a 30-minute video saying what he was going to accomplish. And when it came to what he accomplished, he managed to get that done in 17 minutes. We as a Republicans think we offer the better solution. We know we offer the better solution. And we look forward to the race to continue as we go forward with our candidate. And we take back the country.
Sharon Day is co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Mrs. Day, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Todd.